in 2008, I fulfilled what had been a long post-war dream I had of going back to Vietnam. So I went back and visited a lot of areas that my unit had operated in, spent a little time in Saigon, but most of the time I spent up in the Central Highlands, in places where there were no other Americans. And it was so good for me to go back. I was treated well. The Vietnamese I found to be gracious, good-natured people. They didn't need me to explain a lot about why I was back there. They seemed to know. A number of them tried to help me get to places that I wanted to go see. And eventually, I made contact with a Vietnamese veterans organization, and they invited me to come to a meeting, and they traded stories. They treated me like just another comrade in arms. It sounds bizarre. Here were people I was trying to kill at one point. They were trying to kill me. All of that was gone. Now they were grandpas like I was. Now they were older men and women who had mellowed a lot, like I had. And I finally told them, you know, I'd really like to go visit this ambush site. I want to say goodbye to my men. I never had a chance to do that. The next day at my little bed and breakfast I was staying at, I got a call. Be ready tomorrow at 8 o'clock. We'll be there. We're going to take you to Binh Thanh and the ambush site. And they did. And they let me have my little closing ceremony, which I just buried a little 1st Cavalry pin in the ground and said a few words of goodbye to my men, and said some words over the Vietnamese young soldiers who died there too. You know, and I got a little weepy, but it was good. It was a really good experience for me, and when I was done, I felt a real lightness, you know, the cliche about putting your burden down, putting your baggage down. I'll always carry some baggage from those days, but I felt so much lighter. Lighter wasn't the word. I felt empty. I felt empty. A good emptiness is the way I described it. Like I could now be filled with more positive things, and that this burden that I had been carrying of not being able to say goodbye or pray over my men, well, that was gone forever. My men were now free, and I told them, you can go wherever you're going, you can go on with your journey. You're no longer abandoned. And the interpreter was interpreting for my Vietnamese vet friends what I was saying. And one guy came up afterwards. He says, you've made this place sacred. Is that the right word? And I said, yes, that's the right word. I said, war is a hard thing to put down, but nobody wants to go through life with it, carrying it.